Psachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. This Mishnah will be a brief Mishnah that differentiates the Chagiga we were talking about from the Korban Pesach, identifying its differences. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, there's a number of rules. Learn out from a simple pasuk which says, Se Tamim Zachar Ben Shana. It has to be a Se, that means either a goat or a sheep. It's a Zachar, meaning a male, goat or sheep. Ben Shana, in its first year, less than a year old. Those are the requirements for the Korban Pesach. The Chagiga, however, can be essentially anything. The Mishnah says, Chagiga, as for the Chagiga, Haisa ba min hatzon min habakar. It could come from the tzon, the flocks, that means goats and sheep, or min habakar, that refers to the cows. All zvachim, animal sacrifices, must come from those three possibilities, cows, goats, and sheep, ignoring birds. Min hakvasim or min haizim, the chagiga can come both from keves, which is sheep, and aiz, which is goat. The point of the Mishnah here, which is that's really synonymous with tzon, is to tell you that there's no concern that it could get mixed up with the Korban Pesach, and therefore you might have thought there's some restriction against bringing things that resemble a Korban Pesach. No, you can bring anything you want as the chagiga. Not a problem, no concern of that. Min hazachar min hanekevos, and that's true also that you could bring a male or a female chagiga, in contrast with the Korban Pesach, which must be a male. V'ne'echeles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Another difference is that the time frame in which one may, in fact, must eat the Korban Chagiga is different than for the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you must eat on the night of the 15th, Leil HaSeder, and really you'll have till midnight, that's all. So it's a short window of time. Call that 6 hours, if you will. When it comes to the Chagiga, so like any Shlamim, you have the day on which it was brought. Remember, all Korbanos are brought during the daytime hour. So if today, for argument's sake, is Monday, Yom Sheni in the Jewish calendar, so you can bring it any time during Monday day, and you'll have the whole rest of Monday day, the rest of Yom Sheni, to eat it. That's the first day. You have the whole night following Monday, we'll call that Monday night, up to Tuesday morning, the beginning of what we call Yom Shlishi. And then you'll have the whole of Tuesday day, meaning the rest of Yom Shlishi, until Shkia, sundown on Tuesday. So you have 2 days, Monday day and Tuesday day, and one night between the two. That's the standard time frame for all Shlamim, the different Karbonos are different time frames, but for Shlam, that's the standard time frame, and it applies to the Chagiga as well, in contrast with the Pesach, which is has the one night till midnight. That's all the Mishnah has to say for itself. The truth is there are a couple other very salient differences between the Korban Pesach and the Chagiga, which the Mishnah doesn't mention here. It does mention in Tzvachim, and that would include that the Korban Pesach specifically has to be done for Menuyav, for the people who are in the registry, as opposed to the Chagiga, which can be for anybody. And also, the way in which one prepares, meaning cooks, the Korban Pesach is specifically by Tzli Eish, roasted over a fire in very specific ways. We'll see more about that in the Mishnah is coming up later on. But the preparation of the Chagiga can be however you want. So for example, while one may not stew the Korban Pesach, because that would be called Bishul B'mayim, cooking it in water in a stew, one could make a lamb stew with the Chagiga and eat at the Seder. That's no problem.